As a kid, I remember my uncle used to call me the light flipper. He lived right next to our house, and when I was home alone, I would turn a light on in the next room, and then go back and turn the previous light off, and then go to the next room, and you could kind of track my progress through the house, looking from outside. I was afraid of the dark, and the light brought me comfort. I read once that a child who fears the dark becomes a man who hates the dark. We hate what we fear. As a man, I'm no longer afraid of physical darkness, but I still long for light, and not just physical light. During Advent and all through Christmas, and especially today with Epiphany, I'm really struck by how often both the scriptures and our prayers talk about light. And not just light, but radiant light, heavenly light, interior light, glorious light, beautiful light. The first letter of St. John even says that God is light. And in our creed, we proclaim the Son as light from light. We were created by the God who is light. Because of sin, our intellect has been darkened. In the darkness, we lose energy. We lose our bearings. We even grow depressed and despondent. The darkness isolates us from others, makes us feel cold and alone. But we were not created to be alone. We were created for light. Theologically related terms for this kind of divine light are glory and beauty. We were created for glory and beauty. True beauty is something glorious and full of light. True beauty, true glory, evangelizes us, ennobles us, rejoices us, lifts us above where we are now. That's why the gospel today says that when the Magi saw the light of the star, they rejoiced. They saw heavenly light, and it filled them with joy. It raised their hearts and their spirits. But here's how darkness works. When I'm in the dark, I can still recognize the light and beauty. But when I see it, I'm not filled with joy, but with envy and desire. I want it for myself. I want to grasp it, make it mine. But to grasp after the light is to block it out. To grasp after beauty is to destroy it. The Magi didn't grasp after the light. They rejoiced in it. When we rejoice in another's beauty, then we begin to see beauty in other places too. When they rejoiced in the light of the star, then they found the infant who is light from light. To be struck by someone's beauty in a godly way is to have our eyes open to the beauty of others. You're beautiful. And now I see your beauty, and your beauty, and your beauty, and your beauty. And I see the beauty of God in each and every one of you, and in the stars, and in the sky, and the sunset, and the trees. And beauty is supposed to evangelize us. The radiant beauty of the Blessed Virgin opens our eyes to Christ. And to all the beautiful followers of Christ. It's kind of similar with regard to glory. When I see another do something glorious, think maybe about an incredibly talented athlete or an inspired musician or singers. The darkness can make me jealous or envious, but the light makes me rejoice at the grace that has been given to others. The light makes me thankful that the Lord continues to provide such glory and beauty in our world. In the gospel, when Herod heard about the light of the star and the birth of the king, he was filled with envy and fear, wanting to destroy any rival. The three magi, on the other hand, they could have just as equally seen the radiant majesty of the newborn king and been stung with envy, just like Herod. But they fought back any envy in their hearts with this great act of service. They made pilgrimage, and they overcame any envy or fear in their hearts with this great act of service. This great act of almsgiving, gold for the king, frankincense for his divinity, myrrh for his humanity that would die. It's a great reminder to us that we overcome vices by fostering virtue. Fight envy with thanksgiving and with humble service to others. Fight vanity with almsgiving and humility. Envy and vanity put me at the center. Service and almsgiving put others at the center. The Magi gave away great gifts, and that enabled them to rejoice. They bowed down in humble service, and they were gladdened. So this radiant glory, this interior illumination that comes to us from Christ, also reveals our vices to us, shines a light onto our weaknesses. But we Christians, we rejoice at the light, even when it reveals our faults, because that same light also reveals the remedy for our sins. The love of the Lord Jesus, who gives us the sacrament of confession as a beautiful remedy, who gives us the virtues, especially almsgiving and service. Growing in the virtues makes us free. Growing in the virtues enables us to rejoice, to be filled with joy. In some ways, maybe light flipping as a kid was teaching me to trust and follow the light, which helped me to overcome my fear of darkness. Here's the homework for the week. Practice some virtues this week, your choice, but I recommend some almsgiving and some service. Let the beautiful light grow in you this week.